From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's Lydia Mercer and Friends.
Thanks to WEKU,
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Lucy Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 685th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Lydia and Friends. For this group, who've known each other for years, hanging out turned into jamming out, jump started when Nathan and Lydia, who each have their own careers in music, decided to make a Christmas album. They had so much fun recording it that they wanted to continue playing together, and here they are. Please welcome Lydia and Friends to the Red Barn stage.
Came a knocking on my mama's door, singing, "Come on, mama, ain't you ready to go?" So my mama stooped down, buckled up her shoes. She moved on down by the Jordan stream, and then she shouted, "Hallelujah, done done my duty, got on my traveling shoes." You know the death came a knocking on my sister's door, singing, "Come on, sister, ain't you ready to go?" So my sister stooped down, buckled up her shoes. She moved on down by the Jordan stream, and then she shouted, "Hallelujah, done done my duty, got on my traveling shoes." Death came a knocking on my brother's door, singing, "Come on, brother, ain't you ready to go?" So my brother stooped down, buckled up his shoes, and he moved on down by the Jordan stream, and then he shouted, "Hallelujah, done done my duty, got on my traveling shoes." You know the death came a knocking at my neighbor's door, singing, "Come on, neighbor, ain't you ready to go?" So my neighbor stooped down, buckled up his shoes, and he moved on down by the Jordan stream. And yeah, he shouted, "Hallelujah, done done my duty, got on my traveling shoes." Preacher's door, singing, "Come on, preacher, ain't you ready to go?" So my preacher stooped down, buckled up her shoes. She moved on down by the Jordan stream, and then she shouted, "Hallelujah, done done my duty, got on my traveling shoes." You know the death came a knocking at my front door, singing, "Come on, sister, ain't you ready to go?" I buckled up my shoes and I moved on down by the Jordan stream, and then I shout, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, singing, come on, sister, ain't you ready to go?
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Lydia Mercer.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, and I'm joined here at the chair tonight by a frog.
Hey.
There are actually two frogs, one in my throat and one on that bow. Let's start with you, Lydia, since this is, after all, Lydia and Friends.
Lydia Mercer.
Both of my parents are musicians, so they got me playing, you know, violin when I was really little. I did Suzuki violin and eventually went to school for music. I have degrees in violin performance and viola performance. But I've played Scottish fiddle my whole life. It's always been really deep in my heart. I've always loved it a lot.
Yeah. How old were you when you started that?
I was 7.
Why didn't you quit?
They wouldn't let me.
Is that why?
Probably at some point.
Was there a point that you can remember when you were a little kid when you felt like, you know, I don't know, this isn't fun anymore?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, like you hit like 13 and you're like, why am I doing this? Do I still have to do this? And they weren't like pushy, but they were like, you have to play music because music's great, so yeah. It doesn't have to be violin, but maybe it should be since you've been playing it for 7 years.
How soon after you were 13 did you get to a point where you were like, thanks, you guys, for making me do this?
It was actually probably around that time. I had a wonderful violin and fiddle teacher who's still like one of my best friends and a mentor, but she got really into Scottish fiddling and sort of brought her students along and started taking us to fiddle camp. She took us to Scotland. She was a saint. She took a bunch of teenagers to Scotland.
Yeah.
Camping, just like, God bless, she's amazing. But that really ignited a love for not just Scottish music, but the, all music. It just brought a lot of joy.
Were you in Louisville at that time?
Or? No, I grew up in Chautauqua, New York, south of Buffalo.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
How long were you there?
I went to school outside of Cleveland. So I was in Chautauqua until I moved to Cleveland. And then I've been in Louisville for like 3 years now.
Where'd you go to school outside of Cleveland?
Baldwin Wallace Conservatory.
Oh.
It's a small liberal arts college with a great music department. I had a wonderful violin teacher there.
Was it just classical training?
It was just classical.
Okay.
Yeah, so I played a lot of Bach, a lot of string quartets.
At that point in time, were you thinking classical is my path? Or did you have your foot in both territories?
I pretty much kept my foot in both territories, but I also love the Bach and I love the Mozart sonatas and all that. And I wanted to keep doing both eventually, but I figured I'd get a degree and go from there.
And still today, you do both?
I do both, yep.
All right.
Yep, I'm in a viola-piano duo. We're playing Shostakovich right now and some new music and playing string quartets and that sort of stuff.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world of woe. And there's no sickness, no toil, nor danger in that bright land to where I go. I know dark clouds will gather on me. I know my way is rough and steep, but beautiful fields lie just before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. And I'm going. Just a poor wayfaring stranger. I'm traveling through this world of woe. And there's no sickness, no toil, no danger in that bright land to where I go. And I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. Get back from that great land. Well, I want to shout salvation story in concert with the blood-washed band. And I'm going there to see my Savior. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. only going over home.
Did you introduce your other bandmates here, your friends?
This guy over here is my husband. This is Jake Mercer.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jake.
And then we've got Hannah Bowman, the fabulous Hannah Bowman.
Oh, you better have a good adjective for me, too, then.
The also fabulous. Spectacular.
It feels like a cop-out.
You could say also tall.
Also tall. They're both a lot taller than I am. So.
And I'm Nathan.
Were you here with the Nashville Impostors?
Yes, that was me.
Tell us about you and your training and where you came from. Yeah.
Well, I started playing piano when I was like 5 or 6. I don't know. Mom says 5.
Nathan Bowman.
And I started that because my grandfather was the band teacher at Bullitt Central High School. My grandfather taught piano lessons and horn lessons and string lessons and guitar lessons and everything to all of us 20-something cousins. So we'd all go over to Grandma and Grandpa's on lesson day. And he'd holler out, "Next victim!" And we'd go in and play a little bit, and then we'd go out and run around with the cousins out in the yard until the next one had to go in and work.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no song that the wind blows. troubled waves. It's the cry that's heard along the shore. It's the words that are whispered beside the lowly grave when hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Tis the song, the sigh.
When did you start singing?
I think I came out of the womb singing, probably.
Hannah Bowman.
My mom sings as well, all the time, constantly. So I think that's just where I picked it up.
Did you actually study music?
Yes,
that's a yes or no.
Kind of. Well, yes, I took a little bit of voice lessons in college, but it was for like classical Italian singing, and I can't do that, so it didn't work.
Where'd you go to college?
WKU. And that's not anything against my voice teachers. They were great. I can't sing like that. So I don't think I'm like formally trained or anything.
Did you finish at school there?
Yes, but I majored in film. Yeah.
You have intention to do something with that?
Well, I already did things with that. And now I'm doing more of marketing and graphic design instead. But we'll see what's next.
You are. You have communications, marketing.
Unfortunately,
I'm
yes.
I'm kind of familiar with that game a little bit.
These dance hall girls, they don't treat you kind. They give you their bodies, but you'll never reach their minds. Well, they fill you up with their lips.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Lydia Mercer, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Lydia Mercer after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.